Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Now, the physical heart, which is centered slightly to the left of the human being, and it's interesting also that the Arabic language itself is a movement from left to right. Some of the people of Ishara indicated that writing should be towards the heart. In other words, the whole purpose of writing is to affect the heart. This is also the reason why the tawaf, or the circumambulation around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is done with the left side facing the house. Some of the scholars have said because that the heart inclines towards the left, and so the purpose is that the heart is inclining towards the Kaaba, or towards that centrality of the divinity in the life of man. Now, the actual physical heart, which is beating in our breast, beats at about 100,000 times a day. It's pumping 2 gallons of blood per minute, and over 100 gallons per hour. If you actually took 100 gallons of water and move them physically with your body from one place to another, by the end of it you'd be quite exhausted. And yet this human heart is pumping 2 gallons of blood per minute, over 100 gallons per hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for an entire lifetime. The vascular system that it's sending this life-giving blood is over 60,000 miles long. In other words, more than 2 times the circumference of the earth. So the blood is actually being forced through the body over 60,000 miles of vascular system in the human body. Now, one of the interesting things also about the heart is that we know that it actually starts beating before the brain is formed, which means that the heart has its own beat. In other words, the heart itself begins to beat without any central nervous system. Now, the dominant theory is that the central nervous system is what's controlling the entire human being from the brain. And yet we know now that the nervous system does not initiate the beat of the heart, that it's actually self-initiated. And we also know, or we would say initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we know now that the entire heart, all of the connections to the brain can be severed in a heart transplant, and another heart can be put into a human being's body, and the heart continues to beat without any connection to the brain whatsoever, because we cannot regenerate nerve cells. So the fact that the heart itself is not only the center of the human being, but it is not beating because of the brain, because of the central nervous system. Now, another interesting thing about the brain is that the human being, there are many actually people that think that the brain is also the center of consciousness. And yet, the Quran very clearly states, لَهُمْ قُلُومٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts that they're not able to think with, or they're not able to understand with. And so the understanding from that, according to the Muslims, is that the center of the intellect, the center of human consciousness, is the heart and not the brain itself. And it's only recently that human beings have realized that there are over 40,000 neurons in the heart. In other words, there are actually cells in the heart that are communicating, and there's understood to be a two-way communication between the brain and the heart. In other words, the brain sends the heart messages, but the heart is also sending the brain message. And these things are only recently being discovered. There was a study done by two physiologists in the 70s, John and Beatrice Lacy, that found that the brain actually sent messages to the heart, but the heart did not automatically obey the messages. Sometimes it speeded up, and other times it slowed down, indicating that the heart itself has its own type of intelligence. Now, the brain gets signals from the heart that reach the amygdala, the thalamus, and the cortex, which relates to emotions. The cortex, or the neocortex, relates to learning and reasoning. And these are only recently discovered, and we don't fully understand them. But what we do know is that the heart is an extremely sophisticated organ, and it's also, according to the hadith, it's a source of knowledge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that wrong action is what irritates the heart, and you do not desire other people to see it. So the heart actually knows wrong action. And this is one of the reasons why people can do terrible things, but ultimately they're affected. If you look, for instance, in Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, what the brilliant Russian author was indicating in that story was that the crime itself is the punishment, because human beings have to live with the results of their actions. And that the soul, when somebody does a crime, when somebody does something that is against the heart, is against the soul, then that actually affects the human being to the degree that they will go into a state of spiritual agitation. And they will use many, many ways to cover this up. This is what kufr is. It's a covering up. They will use alcohol. They will use drugs. They will use sexual experiment. They will use seeking power, seeking wealth, seeking fame, all of these ways to try to go into a state of heedlessness, into a state of submersion into the world that makes us forget our essential nature, that makes us forget our heart.
Why does the heart beat? You know, why didn't it take the blood somewhere else? Why does it go contraction, expansion? You see, diastolic, systolic. Why does it do that? It could have done other ways. There's lots of ways you could get the blood around the body without a beat. Why did Allah make it a beat? And then you ask, why did Allah make the breath expansion, contraction? Allah is Qabid and He's Basit. He's the contractor and the expander. And the heart is doing that every moment. You see, your heart is, if you listen to it, they call it lebdab. Right? Lebdab. Right? That's what, they don't know what it's saying, but if you listen closely, you can hear that. I mean, they say like meow in English, that's supposed to be the way a cat sounds. They say meow. Well, in Japanese, they don't say meow. They say something else, like Miyah, right? Well, so what is it, Miyah or Kiyah, right? Well, it's just the way they're hearing it, all right? So they're trying to get an approximation, but if you listen to the heart with a stethoscope and very closely, you will hear what it says. It says, Allah, 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 Allah. That's what it's saying. Contraction, expansion. And if you look at the name, the divine name, Allah, it's a contraction, expansion. That's what it is. That's what the tongue is doing. Allah, 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 Allah. That's what it's doing. And this is what the heart is doing. The heart knows who its Lord is. But the nafs has forgotten who its Lord is. And this is because we've become tainted with the dunya. We're in the world. We've forgotten who our Lord is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to remind us who our Lord is, so that we can return.
It continues to push its companion until he turns to Allah and repents. It doesn't grow tired of the remembrance of Allah or His worship. If it misses out on an act of obedience, it feels a pain that is more severe than the pain felt when losing money. It finds sweetness and delight in worship greater than any delight from food and drink. If it enters Salah, its worries and troubles from this worldly life leave it. It is stingier with its time being wasted than a miser's stinginess with his money. It is more concerned with a good deed being performed correctly and accepted than the actual deed itself.